All right.
Okay.
Let's start the show.
At some point.
Yes,
tonight.
We're starting. Holy God. I just got. I'm in. Man, you know, sometimes I just don't feel appreciated. It's true. Get my calls up. Get my calls.
Feel appreciated.
Sometimes I don't feel appreciated. Sometimes. Right. I do now, right now. But okay, sometimes. Good.
You should.
Okay, here we go. We got calls. We need music.
Music would be
I don't
good.
Guess Kidge is joining us.
Okay.
So we're going to not be adding him in here in a minute.
Unless he happens to call, and then we'll add him in.
Unless he calls.
We'll okay, then we'll add him in there. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Now, if I could just find my music.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I know. There it is. You know what the problem is? I have too many programs. That's the problem. It'll be your blue Christmas without you.
You know, he gets this from his dad.
Me?
Yes.
Oh.
You do.
I don't think my dad would podcast.
No, but your dad sings to the family as he walks around the house.
I talked to my dad today, and he's invited us to come up to Maine. He's going to buy some tickets for next Christmas. It's going to be awesome.
A year from now.
That's right. We got a whole year to get used to the idea.
Get used to what idea?
Going up where it's cold for Christmas.
We always go to where it's cold at Christmas.
This is serious cold. Wisconsin is cold, but this is like serious cold from what I hear. Okay. Ignore, please. Ignore, please. All right. Let's go.
Are we really going to start?
We're going to try.
We're really going to start the show.
Kidblondesquirrels.com is better than pie.
That's the way I like it. My garden's a secret compartment. And that's the way I like it. That's the way I like it.
All right, welcome everybody to the Two Blind Squirrel Show, Christmas edition 2011.
Hello,
I'm excited.
Hello.
My studio is back and in one piece with the walls painted beautiful greenish.
No, it's
beige.
No.
Kind of color.
It's called Believable Buff.
Believable Bluff. That's
buff,
me.
Buff, not bluff. Buff.
I'm buff. Yeah. Thank you. You're hot too. All right, let's Joe. Here we go.
Catch my disease. I was backstage.
All right, that's Ben Lee leading us into this show with his copyrighted tune, Catch My Disease. Mm-hmm. If you want to check that on iTunes and have him not sue us, that'd be great. Okay. We have had an adventure of all adventures, haven't we, Faith?
We have.
Yesterday, well, you know, because, I mean, we don't want to, this is not a, let me preface this by saying we're not complaining. Okay?
I'm not complaining.
We're just telling you what happened. And that is, you know, our house was under construction. You knew that from the flood. And so we were living here, and yet we weren't really living here. Like, we could sleep here, but we couldn't eat here, and then we could, you know, it was just
it changed from on a daily basis.
Yeah, it was just, you didn't know what you were going to come home to every day. You just didn't know.
You might get in the kitchen.
And you might be cleaning for an hour. You might be
able to sit down somewhere.
The kitchen may be completely taped off, and, you know, you might get home and everything covered with plastic. You just didn't know. So, it's been an interesting couple of months, but the construction is officially over! Hallelujah! I am so happy and excited. It is so great, and I am so pleased. And because of that, though, it kind of messed up the holidays. I mean, not necessarily messed up the holidays, but, I mean, it put everything back a little bit.
A little? Yeah, a little.
A little, yeah.
Ellen said, We always do this. It's a tradition. What I don't remember what yeah, it was. It's a tradition. We do this every year. And I said, this is not a traditional year.
This is not every year.
Nothing about this Christmas or this season is traditional in any way.
I think I figured out what's wrong with your microphone. What? I think it's backwards. Hold on just a second.
Why are we fixing this on the show? I can just turn it.
Turn it around there.
Well, how to get that? Ah, that's much better.
There you go.
Well, how can you tell the difference? They look exactly the same.
The label was facing me.
There's no label.
The little buttons, anyway.
That's not...
It sounded like you were talking to the back of a microphone.
That's much better.
I'm a podcasting professional. Yeah, I can tell when you're talking to the back of a microphone. Yes.
Anyway, but Helen said, we always do this. No, nothing about this is normal. If it was normal, I'd have baked cookies a month ago. If it was normal, I'd have had a tree up the day after Thanksgiving. If it was normal, I'd have had Christmas lights up. I'd have had presents wrapped. I'd have had my entire house decorated 6 weeks ago. No, not normal. However,
yes,
I do have beautiful wood floors.
Yes.
And brand new carpet. And my whole house has been painted. I have new, really beautiful 6-inch trim. I have beautiful new painted doors. I have all new hardware in the kitchen, all new hardware in the bathrooms. I have new cabinet doors in the kitchen. I have new doorknobs throughout the entire house. I have all kinds of beauty. I have brand new furniture.
There's a door on the toilet now. Yay.
I have brand new furniture. All the things that we wanted fixed when we moved in got fixed.
Yes. We did a lot of, like, while you're here.
Yeah, would you do this? While you're at it, would you add this?
There was actually a line item on our final
while you were here.
Construction thing that said, while we were here.
We did these 10 things. So anyway.
Streaming is a little hot. Oh, okay. Well, we can turn some things down because we're getting a little loud.
Oh, okay.
All right. Maybe that'll help.
Is that better?
Is that better, everybody?
Okay.
We turned ourselves down a little bit. Well, you know, Faith's a little hot anyway, so. Actually, she's a lot of hot. Anyway, so because we were behind, we were behind in everything. And one of the things we were behind in was our Christmas shopping.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay. First of all, let's back up. One of the things we were behind in was our Christmas decorating.
Mm-hmm.
So we had been the last few years, we've gone out and got a real tree. Well, this year when was this? It was last Friday?
It was Friday. Because the Christmas party at school was Friday. And I told everyone, I'm finally getting my tree.
We're finally getting a tree. And I mean, we were down to the wire. I mean, really, Friday, the house wasn't even finished yet. But it was close. There were no doorknobs on the doors. There were no light fixtures went on. There was little stuff like that. But for the most part, the floors and everything was done. We could start putting stuff back in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we were excited to do that. And at the same time, decorate. So we had a lot on our plate because everything we owned was in the garage. Not everything, but most things we owned were in the garage. And plus, we wanted to decorate for Christmas at the same time we were moving. It's basically like you're moving and decorating at the same time. So
does everybody know about, I come from a long line of Christmas decorators.
It's true. Doxson is saying you should have gone with the Charlie Brown Christmas tree, which was an option.
We actually stood there and thought, well, should we just do that?
We went to the Christmas tree lot in Sulphur Springs, and it was gone.
And it was pitiful. It was just gone.
So we went to Lowe's, and it was pitiful.
Yeah, it was sad.
And so
don't buy a Christmas tree the week before Christmas.
Yeah, the only things there were like the ones with mange.
Yeah.
So we didn't do that. So we went inside Lowe's. This was Friday night. Went inside Lowe's about 8 o'clock. Went in there, and there was a 9-foot tree, but it was undecorated.
No, it was not pre-lit. You don't buy trees decorated.
Oh, hi, Scooter. Right. It was not pre-lit.
It was not pre-lit.
Sorry. And so we didn't really want that.
Well, I liked it, and he said, I don't want to put lights on the tree. I'm like, you're going to put lights on a real tree? What's it matter? But it was 8 o'clock and he was tired and he didn't want to deal.
I didn't want to deal with it.
So I'm like, okay, fine. So we walked around the store and did whatever we had to do and then we left. And then we checked another place. And by this time it was late. Exactly. And he said, why don't we do this? I was starting to get very disappointed.
Yes, Faith was getting upset.
And he said, why don't we just, we'll go to Dallas tomorrow. We'll look for a tree. We'll go to Hobby Lobby. We know they have nice trees. You said you liked them when we went over Thanksgiving. Right. We'll get you a tree. We'll come home and then we can work on the house the rest of the day.
Right. That's what, that was our plan.
Deal.
So we got up the next morning, boom, we hit the road.
Mm-hmm. Early.
And we got to Hobby Lobby. I don't know what time it was. 10?
Probably.
Nine?
Yeah.
9, 10. We got there and got inside there, went over to where the trees were. They had one pre-lit 9-foot tree. And it was on sale 50% off. When? It was $350, $364, and that was the sale price.
That was half off.
That's half my Christmas. That's a lot of my Christmas budget. That was a lot of money. And that's too much money to spend on a tree. I'm sorry. And it had this, what is it, light safety?
It was one of those deals where if one bulb goes out, the whole string doesn't go out.
But the problem with that was
smart light. That's what it was called.
But half the lights on the tree, but there was a strand. You could see there was a strand on the tree where all the lights were out.
Where all the lights were out.
And we're like, well, all the lights. So you want me to believe that all the lights just burned out on that strand?
And Brad was like, I don't know. You're the one who's going to buy this. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Dachshund brings up Big Lots. I forgot. We stopped at Big Lots on the way.
Yeah, they had nothing.
They had nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. They had like a little 4-foot tree.
They had porch lights. You know, porch trees that you put outside your door. Yep, yeah. I already have those. I don't need that.
So we did that. Then we went to Hobby Lobby. Now, again, we're not complaining. I'm just telling you what happened.
Mm-hmm. No, this is not a complaint.
So we went to
Hobby.
It's
a tree.
Went to Hobby Lobby. We went to Garden Ridge, which is over the bridge, which is we try not to go over the bridge.
Yeah. If you live here, you'd understand.
You'd understand. So we had to go over the bridge to go to Garden Ridge. So we did that. They didn't have, they had some.
We went to Walmart, went to Home Depot, went to Michael's, went to Target, we went to Lowe's, we didn't go to Lowe's that day. Went to Home Depot, we went everywhere that there could possibly be a tree.
Walmart. And so we're sitting there in the Target parking lot and I'm saying, well, let's go to Chick-fil-A and get something to eat. And we're driving to Chick-fil-A and Faith melts. She has a meltdown. She fell. She fell apart. And now this was not over the tree. Okay. Let me just say, I understand. I've been married for a while, and I knew even in the moment this was not about the tree. But the tree was the straw that broke.
The lack of tree
that broke a face emotional camel.
That's right.
So meanwhile, she is having a meltdown and Helen's with us, you know, and Helen's like, and of course, Helen still thinks this is all about the tree. Mommy, we'll get a tree. Daddy said, we'll go get a tree. We'll get a tree. You know, because I'm sitting there going, we'll go get a real tree over here at Home Depot. We saw they had lots of real trees left at Home Depot. So we'll just do that. But then, you know, the problem with that is you get a, you know, it's a 100-mile drive back to home.
We'd have a Charlie Brown tree.
We'd have a stick, a 9-foot stick. And then I was like, well, we'll just get that $350 tree. We'll just do that. And it'll be our Christmas. That'll just be our Christmas. It'll be fine, you know. And so Helen's like, Mommy, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. We'll get a tree. We'll get a tree. And Faith just, you know, just trying to hold it together over there. And not doing a very good job. So we go to Chick-fil-A and we pray. We sit down. We say, all right, let's just lay it on the Lord. We're just going to pray. And we're going to, we're all going to reset. And so we did.
Brad prays.
I pray. So I said, we're all going to pray. We're going to pray in a row. So we all held hands in the car. And so I prayed, you know, and then
made me cry even worse.
But yeah, that was, I'm sorry. So so then Helen prays.
Which made me cry even worse.
Which is really bad. And then Faith just sits there. So we're all got our heads bowed. So we're trying to wait for her to get it together, and I'm like, this isn't happening. So I'm like, well, I'm gonna pray for Mommy. So then I prayed for Mommy,
which made it worse.
Well, look, I could have blown a balloon up and that would have made it worse. I mean, there was really nothing. So I went in and I got our lunch and we left.
We ate in the car.
And we just left.
I was like, please don't make me go inside.
Yeah. And so she's all puffy-eyed. And so we went home. So we go home.
No, actually, we didn't. That's when we went and got the rug. Because that was the glimmer. That actually saved
the day.
Saved a little bit of my day.
Yeah, that's right. So we went and bought this big rug for the living room, which is awesome, by the way.
Gotta love Home Goods. Love Home Goods.
Yeah, very, very inexpensive giant rug. Because rugs are expensive. Holy cow. Who knew?
It was wool. Yeah.
Yeah. Who knew that rugs were so much?
Me. So, people pay attention.
Right. So we got this great clearance rug. And I mean, it's 8 foot by 10 foot. It's a big rug. And so came home. So I don't understand the whole premise here. We put brand new floors down and then we have to cover it with a rug. Okay, but anyway, it didn't matter. So we come home, we go back to Lowe's to pick, and we weren't even going there for tree. We were going there, I don't even remember what we were going there for. We went there to get something else that we needed for the house. We still hadn't figured out the tree situation. I go in and I'm like, well, why don't we get this tree?
The exact same tree we had looked at the night before
so,
that didn't have the lights on it.
Then I get smacked in the back of the head.
No, I didn't smack in the back of the head. I said, you've got to be kidding me. I said, do you hate me? And he said, no, it's funny. It's funny. You're going to look back at this and laugh. You're going to laugh. It's very funny. It's not funny. It's really not. Not very funny.
I was to the point where I was just going to draw a tree on the wall. So
we got the tree, brought it home. He put it up immediately, and he wrapped the tree just like I like every branch.
I had to if I was going to sleep in my own bed that night. So I wrapped every branch of the tree. We decorated the tree.
By 10 o'clock, I had the mantle decorated. I had some decorations out. Mm-hmm. We had we put the outside lights back out. Mm-hmm. We had everything. I mean, it looked like Christmas fun, at least a little bit.
Even my neighbor stopped over and said how much he liked our lights.
Yes.
So we got all that done. Then we had to do Christmas shopping because we're behind on that boat too.
Yeah.
We bought a few things, but out of...
Our brains had not been focusing on that. Focusing on decisions for the house.
3% of our Christmas was bought.
Maybe.
Okay. And we had no place to put stuff if we had bought it. We had no money. We didn't know how much money we had because we hadn't paid the final bill yet. So we had no idea of what our budget really was.
Right.
A lot of things, you know, we knew it was going to be a tight budget anyway with everything was going on. So... Dachshund says, next time, maybe need to borrow a tree from your landscape neighbors. Anyway, so we're behind on Christmas shopping. So
did you tell everybody that the neighbor used a ruler?
So I said, oh my gosh, no. This crazy
guy. You know the guy who gave us the note in our mailbox?
Yeah, the guy that was...
It's the woman, not him.
Was it real?
Yeah, it's his wife that does the notes.
So she did a note in her mailbox about us dumping our...
Backwashing
our pool into the street.
Right.
Anyway, this is the same guy with a ruler out measuring every light.
Yeah, you know, the C9 bulbs you put in the...
stick into the ground, that's our thing in this neighborhood, by the way.
Everybody lines their yard.
The street with these little lights.
With your C9 bulbs, yeah.
His are perfect. With a ruler. Exactly the exact...
The neighbor across the street came out. He said, did you see him? Did you see him with his ruler out? I'm like, come on. He said, I'm not kidding. I said, can you imagine being him? I mean, what a difficult life that has to be that perfect. And I mean, they are perfect.
Oh,
everything is perfect in his yard. It's perfect.
Beautiful. Beautiful yard, but...
Perfect.
Perfect.
He's got carolers singing, and he's got nativity scenes.
Arlo Wicket. I don't know who that is. This must be somebody from a movie. But anyway, so we're behind on our shopping. Mm-hmm. So Faye says, when are we going to get this shopping done? You know, she's stressed out. And I said, well, you know, I'll take off one day any day you want to next week, I'll take off. And what she heard was, any day next week you want to. And that's not what I said. That's what she heard. She was very mad at me until we figured out that I'd been misheard. Oh, you're taking the day off to go shopping? Yeah, that was the plan before you divorced me. Yeah, that was what I was planning on doing there.
It sounded like whatever you're going to go shop, go ahead and get it done. Like I have nothing else to do.
Right.
Nothing else to do and unpack an entire house.
So tell me I don't deserve the
you really do
the Husband of the Year award. So we get up.
He really does.
We got up yesterday. Good grief!
Not,
it seems like a week ago.
Not once complained.
We got
not
up
once.
Yesterday. We got up yesterday at 7:30.
You must have prayed really hard.
I did pray really hard. 7:30 yesterday. We got up, got dressed, out of the house, but no, it was 9. I'm sorry. So
we left at 9.
We left at 9, not 8. We left at 9, so I don't know what time we got up. But we left by 9 o'clock. We were out of the house, had to run a couple of errands in town, go by the post office and the bank, and then we hit the road for Dallas, which is, if you're not paying attention, that's about 100 miles away, 60 miles away for where we go. We go to the outlying area. We don't go into Dallas. So went there. It's called Rockwall, Texas. It's a little suburb there, but they have all kinds of shopping. We go there from 9 o'clock in the morning all day. All day. We went to the same stores over and over again. Let's go back. Well, let's go back to Best Buy.
No, we didn't. We didn't go back anywhere. We never went anywhere twice.
Well, okay. Well, all right. Next door to the same store.
We never went to the same store
twice. We didn't go to Home Goods twice.
No, we didn't.
All right.
Because well, you told me I'm not coming back here.
We went to Home Goods, TJ Maxx, and Ross, which is basically like going to the same store 3 times.
We went to every store in Rockwall.
We did, pretty much. We went all day, and I'm talking 9 o'clock at night. We get back in the car from getting out of...
Oh, it was 9:30.
It was late. And we get back in the car from getting out of this, and I'm like, okay, where's next? And she goes, really? Aren't you ready to go home? I'm like, oh, bring it on. Is that all you got? Come on, let's go.
That's when we went to Lowe's. We left. We got home about 11, I guess.
Yeah. I was tired.
Yeah, we were both tired.
But we got all of our Christmas shopping done.
Oh, well, almost.
No. Oh, well, yeah, I'm sorry. We got a couple things to get in town, but.
Most of it, yes.
I mean, we got one or two things left. That's it.
A few, yeah.
So.
It was power shopping at its best.
It was kind of fun.
I mean, yeah, we went and had lunch at Mi Cocina, and we sat and talked for a long time. It wasn't like we were rushed. We sat and had a nice long lunch, and we talked for a long time. And then we had supper at Saltgrass, and we sat there for an hour and a half and talked. I mean, it wasn't like we didn't enjoy ourselves. We went and had coffee.
It's sort of like going to the dentist and just saying, you know, I'm going to enjoy the drugs. Yeah. I'm not going to focus on the pain or the drilling. I'm just going to enjoy the drugs.
Wasn't painful.
There was parts of it that were.
Like, I know you hate Home Goods. I know that. I know that, and it's my most favorite store ever. I could spend an entire day in that store.
Yeah. You know, I just gotta say, you know what? I'm checking my man card. I'm leaving it in the car, and I'm just going with the flow. Yep. I gently nudged a few times. Let's focus. We're not shopping for sweaters for you all day. Come on, let's go focus. But other than that, yeah. And then at the end of the day, we went to Saltgrass Steakhouse. Had a nice big steak and a Maker's Mark and Coke, and it was a good day. It was like,
Yeah.
It was fun. It was good. We had a good time, and we got everything, and we'll talk about like what we got later on a show after Christmas.
Okay.
So for the next 3 days, we have Christmas. We have Christmas with my cousins. We have Christmas with my brother, and then we have Christmas.
Yes.
So
yes, we'll be back in Dallas tomorrow and Friday.
And then my brother is down from Maine, and he's staying with his in-laws. Mm-hmm. And so they want us to come there for Christmas afternoon. My dad was on this bandwagon today. You need to go there for Christmas afternoon, but, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
no.
You wouldn't have gone there. Yeah. I'm like, come on.
What are you trying to tell me? You never would have gone there.
But it's nothing against them. No. I would be fine with going there. I would enjoy myself, but it's 2 hours away.
Yeah. And I don't want to drive 2 hours on Christmas when I had to drive 2 days to Dallas before. See, people who live in Dallas don't understand how much running back and forth we do. It's a pain.
Yeah.
And I love you, but no. I'm sorry. I'm staying home.
I love you, but I'm going to be home Christmas. Yeah, so.
I'm going to stay home, relax, and enjoy my Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas. Not only in my dreams, but in reality. Okay, we have calls, so we're going to end this show.
Okay.
We're going to end this show now at about 25 minutes, and the next show is going to focus on your calls.
So all right.
If you would like to call in now, it won't be on the next show.
Oh.
Obviously. but the number.
It might. It could.
It won't.
Oh. But it could.
The number is.
If he had his act together, it could.
How on earth could that happen? Unless it's live, unless you're listening to this. If you're listening live and you want to call in, then yes, it will be on the next show.
It's possible.
224-225-9297 is the number. Thank you for joining us in this this sort of catch-up show, and it's nice to have Faith in studio. Oh, by the Kitch, I forgot to mention Kitch. I talked about him before we actually hit the record button, but he's not feeling well, and that's why he's not here. I didn't do anything mean to him.
Oh. So you sure about that?
He's just not feeling well, and that's why he's not here.
Uh-huh.
He was planning on joining us, but I guess he fell asleep. You know, he took some NyQuil and fell asleep or something. I guess because he said he was coming and then he didn't show up. But I knew he wasn't feeling good, so that's okay.
Okay.
All right, but we won't have him for the next show because we're recording it now. But he will be back next week. Okay.
All right.
Good. Oh, whew. Glad that's over. Oh, I gotta play the exit music. It's playing, but it's turned down.
Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks.
Stop shaking your head at me.
With Christ. For more information, please visit.
You know I don't have my act together.
.org.